From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies in the book of Joshua. The 40 years of wandering in the wilderness were over, and the children of Israel were finally preparing to enter the land of promise. As commander of the host of Israel, Joshua was responsible to get his people ready for the fighting which lay ahead of them. God had promised the land to Abraham and his descendants long ago. Now God confirmed that promise to Joshua. In chapter 1 and verse 3, the Lord said to Joshua, "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." As he began this message, entitled Measurable Progress Toward Certain Victory, Dr. Cairns emphasized that the conquest of the land, as well as victory in the Christian life, is accomplished one step at a time. Joshua had a great goal before him, and he was aware of the need of caring for every detail to assure victory. Here is a much-needed lesson for all of God's people. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns deals briefly with a very important matter for every living soul, the matter of deciding for Christ.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. We face them every day. Some important, some not so important. People worry about, what am I going to eat? What am I going to put on? Where am I going to work? Where am I going to go to school? Perhaps a whole lot more important, who am I going to marry? These are decisions. We face them, as I say, every day. But one decision stands out above all the rest. It's the decision of eternal significance. Pontius Pilate asked, "What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ?" What shall I do with Jesus? Now that's a perpetually relevant question. Life's greatest question. So many things force themselves between you and coming to Christ. People say, "I'm too busy. I have too many things in my mind. When I have this looked after, the other thing looked after, when I've got things in order." In the words of Felix, "When I have a convenient season, I will come to Christ." Of course, that convenient season rarely, if ever, comes. So many things then force themselves between a man or a woman and their coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. But never forget, deciding for Christ is the most important decision you will ever have to take. Nothing compares with it. Nothing is even remotely as important as that decision. Joshua, when he was just about to go into eternity as an old man, a wise man, a great leader, he said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's the command of Scripture. Choose you this day whom you will serve. What will you do with Jesus? It's obvious you must do something with him. You've heard about him. You can't just dismiss him. He is the Son of God. He lived. He died. He rose again from the dead. Now we can recite those as facts, and they are facts. But you can't just recite them and forget about them as if I had recited the days of the week. Think of it. He died. And according to the Scriptures, as the Bible had promised and as he himself had promised, he rose again from the dead. Now let that sink in. If you really understand that that is the truth, You can't just dismiss it and go on living as if nothing had ever happened. You must do something with Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Savior of sinners, the only true Lord and Master of the life, the Lord of life and death. The Lord Jesus Christ says, you must do something with him. What will you do with Jesus? What will your decision be? Are you deciding against Christ? Are you going along with the enemy who still wants to crucify Christ, reject Christ? Or today, will you take your stand with Joshua and with the whole host of the saints of God? You choose as you will, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
If I gain the world, but not the Savior, were my life worth living for a day, could my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away?
And dust and
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there will be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We are in the position of Joshua. And our great designs can only be accomplished by paying attention to the day-by-day details. Our great aim can only be achieved by walking through the land, as it were, step by step, paying attention to the particulars without which the great design can never come to pass. So today I want to take a few minutes to speak to you on the subject of measurable progress toward certain victory. Measurable progress toward certain victory. What we see in Joshua's campaign has a direct parallel with us in the Christian life. Let me make two basic points and seek to apply them to our hearts. First, Joshua had a great goal before him. Joshua knew where he was going. Joshua knew what he was doing. It's very simple to say that. It's not true of very many people. And unfortunately, it is not true of all that many Christians. Now, I'm not saying Christians don't know they're going to heaven. That's not my intention. What I mean is that as we're journeying through this life, a lot of Christians really don't have any clear understanding of what their life is all about. They don't have any clear understanding of where they're headed. They don't really know where they're going, what they're doing, or why they're doing it. Joshua had a great goal before him. His aim was to dispossess the enemy. His aim was to enter into the Lord's full provision and to see the promises of God fulfilled. Now, those are glorious aims, in a spiritual sense, for God's people to have. But at this stage, let me just stop and ask you to ponder a very, very real and sad fact. And I think this will touch a raw nerve in many a Christian here this morning. I must say, as this portion of Scripture and its message was in my mind, it certainly touched a raw nerve with me. Many of us have equally laudable goals, but we fail to attain them. Our grand design often remains only a dream. Too often we never get beyond the wishing stage. I wish, or I intend, or I plan to do this or this or this or achieve the other thing. The grand design is there. We hide our carnality behind such high-sounding desires. Now, I don't want to take too long in pursuing this particular point, just to make it, but to making you understand exactly the workings of our mind, the deceptiveness of our own thought processes here. On the one hand, Christians very often will say deliberately. That may sound harsh because they may actually not think it through very clearly, but nonetheless, it is consciously done. They will set goals that are so out of reach, so far in the future, or so nebulous in their statement, so high-sounding, things that are so indefinite that they can't be attained. And therefore the Christian, of course, can never be hard on himself for not attaining them. I mean, if General Eisenhower's advisors had simply come up with the objective, well, we're going to win the war, and that's all. Now let's sit back, fellas. We have a great objective. We have a wonderful design. We're going to win the war. So what? Europe and the world would long since have been sunk in the darkness of Nazi terror. But that's what Christians do so frequently. Then there's another way our mind works. We set a great objective before us. And then once we make up our minds, understand that word, we make up our minds. I heard a hymn recently where the people were singing, I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. Well, it's good to be determined, but I have news for you. Your determination will not get you off your face. You'll fall there every time. We make up our minds. We're going to achieve this, 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 or the other thing. And then we sit back in the glow of glorious achievement. Look what we have done. We have set a great aim before us. Congratulate ourselves upon it, even though we haven't moved an inch toward it. Now, it is very important for us that we know the will of God. It's very important for us that we put ourselves in Joshua's position and we have set clearly before us what the Lord promises to us. The very first thing, therefore, we need to do this morning is to get our hearts settled before God. Come to an understanding of exactly what the book of God sets before us as God's will first for every Christian in spiritual terms. There are certain things that God sets before every individual Christian. There are no exceptions. And we should get those things clearly in our minds. But merely recognizing our goal is far from good enough. Because the second thing I note about Joshua is that he took the steps necessary to reach the God-given goal. Every place that the sole of his foot trod upon was what the Lord gave him. You see, Joshua couldn't sit dreaming of conquering Canaan. Could you imagine Joshua sitting at the head of a huge army? Huge, certainly, by the standards of those days. On the other side of Jordan, could you have seen him there sitting day after day, dreaming about conquering Canaan? You'd have said, the man's mad. He's mad. And you'd have been right. And yet there are Christians here this morning, and you have been sitting doing nothing but dreaming of ever being anything great for God or doing anything great for God. It's a dream, nothing more. Joshua could not merely hope that it would all come to pass. So many of us are drifting on from day to day, and this is true of so many churches. And it is a great pitfall for churches, just drifting on from day to day, hoping that something's going to happen. Hoping it'll all come good in the end. Joshua could not even sit back and say, well, God has promised me the promised land, the land of Canaan. Therefore, I can confidently await it falling into my lap. Joshua couldn't do that either. He'd never have got it. Oh, the Lord did promise him that land. But the Lord also promised, you'll get it as the soles of your feet tread every inch of the land. You see, Joshua had to learn that he would conquer exactly as much land as he occupied. Put that in other words. Words that will be much more easily applied to the daily Christian life. Joshua had to learn that his victory would be no better than his daily walk with God. His victory would be no better than his daily walk with God. And that's why Joshua had to make every single step count for God. He had to walk humbly with his God. He had to walk in fellowship with his God. He had to walk day by day with the light of God's Word streaming down upon his pathway in total submission to the dictates of that Word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Joshua had to walk in order to win in the warfare. Men and women, that's the way it is with you and me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.